more than 4,000 Vermonters have had to reschedule their COVID-19 vaccine appointments after the state suspension yesterday of those clinics using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But even before that news about the J&J suspension, many Vermonters have found it discouraging that signing up for a shot and actually getting inoculated can be two very different things. That's where Dan Barnes comes in. The tech-savvy Vermonter is taking it upon himself to help people find a shot faster, with a website full of tips and links and regular updates on social media for new openings. I spoke to him about his efforts and asked him how he got started.
Well, I had been helping my family members and, of course, myself get signed up. And being pretty active on Twitter, I saw that a lot of people were struggling. And it was, you know, there was a lot of information, but it wasn't consolidated in any particular area. And so really, I just started combing through the tips and the things that people were finding useful and organizing them in a place that made sense. So sort of a one stop that the state site doesn't really offer.
And just to be clear here before we move forward, you're not helping Vermonters cheat the system in any way, right? I mean, no little fibs or anything about actually using the information on this site.
Yeah, correct. This isn't, it's not a hack or any sort of, there's no bots or anything of that nature. I'm not smart enough for that, but it is just a place where information that really didn't exist anywhere can be in a place that does exist somewhere. So there are a couple links to tools that other folks have made. There's like Vaccine Spotter and things like that, but those are just tools as well. There's nothing nefarious happening here.
Was it a kind of frustration about how the state of Vermont has done its vaccine sign up to this point that prompted you to get this going?
Yeah, a little bit, because I think the state's doing a good job with the things they can handle. But the biggest lack of information exists as it relates to the federal pharmacy program. So there isn't any state help when it comes to, hey, how do I sign up on CVS or Walgreens or Kinney or similar? There's just simply a link, and that isn't enough to understand how those things work well.
So what are some of the most useful tips that you've come across that can, as you say, help people get vaccinated sooner?
I think more than anything is to not settle with the first thing they get. So often the first available can be a month out, and that's awful. So I think just taking the time to understand the various systems and getting really used to refreshing a lot is really going to help people get an appointment sooner. It's helped countless people so far. And that isn't anything that I've done. It just happens to be working for people because they are spending more time rather than just taking the first thing that they get.
Yeah. And as you described it, I like how you said it's like a one-stop. You're aggregating information here and getting it out to people. And you're doing more than simply collecting this information in one place. You're also using a hashtag, OurShotVT, as I understand it, to actively tweet out places that have open slots for vaccines, some advice on what you're seeing day to day. I'm wondering what kind of response you're getting from people who are engaging with this online.
Yeah, the response has been good, both through my social channels on Twitter or the people that I know well on Facebook. And like many marketing things, when it comes to states and governments, the hashtags often don't get a lot of traction. So I've been trying to use the one that they have started with and used from time to time. But, you know, hashtags are only useful if they get traction. So just trying to put it out there and use that information. There are several of us on Twitter that are doing the same thing when we see appointments available. And it's all in an effort to try to get us all vaccinated sooner because we're all in this together.
Any pushback from the state at all on your efforts here?
No, nothing. I haven't heard from them. I would be surprised if I did. I think if anything, I'm doing them a favor by getting more people vaccinated sooner. So, and again, I'm not doing that, but just sharing the information that I find.
And Dan, if you had one piece of advice that you would give to Vermonters who are trying to book appointments now, what would that piece of advice be?
I would say book the first thing you can get and then check back every day to see if you can improve upon it. The thing that you're not being told is you can hold more than one appointment. You could hold a state appointment and you could hold a pharmacy appointment. So play that until you get the one that works best for you. Most people are finding they're able to get in within the week if they put the time in.
And you should probably cancel an appointment if you get one earlier. In other words, cancel that later appointment, right?
Absolutely. You never want to hold two for very long, because then you'd be putting someone else, risking someone else not getting a vaccination sooner.
That's Dan Barnes, who's helping Vermonters get vaccinated sooner, with a website full of tips and a few tricks, if you will. You can find links at vpr.org, and you can also find Dan on Twitter. He's at Metalladan. That's kind of like Metallica, at Metalladan. And Dan Barnes, thank you so much for speaking with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mitch. Thank you.